Another shoe drops from the Obama administration on the environment. We heard about offshore drilling earlier in the week and mileage standards for domestic vehicles, cars, and trucks in the United States. A new plan by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Transportation now includes mandatory limits on carbon dioxide emissions from automobiles and light trucks. Here's Lisa Jackson, EPA Administrator.
The emission reductions from these changes will clean up the air we breathe, especially in urban areas where auto emissions are highly concentrated and can be very harmful.
This is a business story and a scientific story. Joining us now is Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, John.
You're here in New York for the New York Auto Show, correct?
Mm-hmm, that we are, and it is a subject that a lot of people at the show are keeping an eye on.
I'm sure. David Biello also joins us. He's associate editor of Environment and Energy for Scientific American. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So, Paul, what does this mean in terms of precedent, actually creating an emission standard for carbon?
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually seen that the that makers will have to think about CO2 emissions. Of course, CO2 emissions are pretty much directly linked to fuel economy anyway. The more gas you burn, the more CO2 you're putting out the tailpipe. What's unusual is that this is a very complex standard that also includes some unusual compromises and a few loopholes. So, for example, the numbers can be affected by things like, well, how much of an improvement you make in an automotive air conditioning system. So it's going to be complex, and I think it's going to take manufacturers a little while to figure out exactly what this will really mean in terms of what they're going to have to do over the next 6 years.
Well, that's why we were relying on you, David Biello, to understand the science here. I mean, you know, carbon dioxide is not something you can filter necessarily out. I mean, it's an inherent byproduct of the combustion process itself. I mean, the best way to regulate carbon emissions is to turn the car off entirely, right?
That's true, and there are a couple of get-out-of-jail-free cards in this regulation. One is electric cars and hydrogen fuel cell cars, things like the Chevy Volt or the Chevy Equinox, which are fuel cell version that they're driving around New York right now. Those count as zero-emission vehicles. So what you're looking for is a fleet-wide average, getting your carbon dioxide emissions down from the tailpipes, and electric cars will help these manufacturers go a long way towards that. What will also help them is a lot of the improvements that have been made to the internal combustion engine, things like variable valve timing and some of the computer electronics that have been kind of inserted into your automobile will really help them burn fuel more efficiently. And that, as Paul said, is how you bring down CO2 emissions from the tailpipe.
And Paul, is this a part of the precedent here, viewing the standard in terms of the overall fleet as an average as opposed to trying to regulate individual tailpipes exclusively?
Well, looking overall is an unusual move, but you also have segment averaging here so that the industry has to look at what they do in a particular segment of the market, if my understanding of the new rules is correct. And it's going to take a little while to go through this. It's a pretty complex new package of rules. But, you know, the old way of doing it was if you built a big truck, you also made a very small car. Well, now you're going to have to be more efficient no matter what vehicle you turn out. And that may change dramatically the type of vehicles that the auto industry puts onto the market. We could be seeing a lot of rethinking about whether you can build some of these biggest vehicles and whether you can continue to go with the horsepower race that we've been seeing over recent years. The good news for people who like performance is that as we just heard, you now can do some of the things that seemed impossible not that many years ago. New technology is allowing you to produce more horsepower out of a car at the same time that you improve fuel economy. And one of the best examples is this new Mustang V6 that's coming out. 300 horsepower, 31 miles a gallon. Seemingly impossible not that many years ago.
David Biello, the first customer of the Chevy Volt is going to be the U.S. government, which is pledged to buy several hundred of the cars, and that used to elicit snickers among critics who would say that that's the government would be the only ones buying these kind of electric
cars.
They
own GM, too, though.
That's right.
Well, is that still true?
They are going to be a big customer, for sure, and it remains to be seen whether kind of the general public is going to be as excited about electric cars as the government and car manufacturers are. But one point I would make is that, you know, the benefit of electric cars for gearheads is what they call instant torque. You press down on the, well, it's not a gas pedal, but the acceleration pedal, and zoom, 0 to 60, right like that.
See every manufacturer out there. The industry is, in the buzzword of the industry, electrifying. And what's happening is you're seeing battery technology work its way through so that almost every car in the next few years will use battery power in some form or another. Mm. At the most basic, you'll see a technology called start-stop. This automatically shuts down the engine when, say, you reach a stoplight and are idling and have your foot on the brake. Lift your foot off the brake, and it will automatically restart. That alone can save about 5% of the fuel that you would normally burn.
And
the full hybrid, then these plug-in vehicles, all the way up to the full electric vehicle.
And the restart doesn't waste gas like the old distributor and starter engine did. Paul Eisenstein is a publisher of the Detroit Bureau. David Biella, before we go, the government suggests that these standards are like taking 30 million traditional internal combustion cars and trucks off the road by 2016. Is that hyperbole?
It's not entirely hyperbole. What it comes down to is that this will eliminate about 1 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide over the course of the program. That's equal to 1/7 of the U.S. annual emissions. So it's not a huge amount, but it's a big step forward.
All right. David Biello is Associate Editor of Environment and Energy for Scientific American. He joined us from New York talking about new emission standards for U.S. cars and trucks.